USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
He's the suspect in a case last year that struck fear into Americans. Suspected mail bomber Cesar Sayoc, now to be in a Manhattan courtroom soon, expected to enter a guilty plea, though it's not clear what he's going to plead guilty to. Prosecutors have charged him with 30 counts, including using a weapon of mass destruction. The Florida man accused of mailing bombs last year to prominent Democrats and other critics of Donald Trump. None of the bombs detonated and no one was hurt. Burning since Sunday, a chemical fire in the Houston area has officials now asking residents of Deer Park to stay indoors as they've detected higher levels of benzene.
We're being very conservative. The safety of our community is our number one concern.
Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo, who says they have local and state partners keeping a very close eye on the situation. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Remarks by Kentucky's Republican Governor Matt Bevin about exposing his children to chickenpox, raising some eyebrows.
They were miserable for a few days.
Governor Matt Bevin making the remark in a Wednesday interview while suggesting the government should stay out of mandating vaccines. He says when a neighbor got the disease, he intentionally exposed all nine of his kids to it so that they would get the disease and become immune to chickenpox.
And I went and made sure every one of my kids was exposed to it, and they got it. They were miserable for a few days, and they all turned out fine.
The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention urging against deliberately exposing kids to any sort of disease. Mississippi Republican Governor Phil Bryant is about to sign a new abortion law that may be the strictest in the nation. It prohibits most abortions once a fetal heartbeat's detected or about 6 weeks into pregnancy. A bright light seen last night above Los Angeles, mistaken for a meteor or alien spacecraft. It was actually a precision skydiving team for a photo shoot. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump will be meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House on Monday. Speaking beside Secretary of State Mike Pompeo yesterday in Jerusalem, Netanyahu said the U.S.-Israeli alliance has never been stronger.
It's an unbreakable bond that's based on shared values of liberty and democracy and shared interests to fight the enemies of democracy, the enemies of our way of life.
The Israeli leader dealing with problems at home, including being the subject of an ongoing corruption investigation. No one matched all five numbers in the Powerball drawing last night, so Saturday's drawing will be worth at least $625 million. An Arizona mother with a popular YouTube channel remains jailed on $200,000 bond following her arrest for alleged child abuse. 48-year-old Michelle Hobson, accused of harshly punishing her seven adopted kids when they didn't perform well in videos that she posted on her popular Fantastic Adventures channel, which has over 800,000 subscribers. Her two adult sons are also facing charges. A new study says drinking piping hot tea can almost double the risk of esophageal cancer. The researchers were with the American Cancer Society. And March Madness really ramps up today as the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament Round of 64 begins in four cities. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.